Ready? Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please call the roll.
Councilman Brink.
Here.
Councilman Kitchen.
Here.
Councilman Morrow.
Here.
Councilman Secreto.
Here.
Supervisor Quigley.
Here. Thank you. Welcome to the Town of Ulster Town Board Workshop Meeting for Thursday, Monday, March 1st, 2018. In case of an incident, we're required to evacuate. Please make note of the exit signs to the left and to your right, and please exit in an orderly fashion. With that, are there any additions or changes to the agenda?
None from me.
No.
At this point, I would like to open the floor to public discussion on agenda items only. And I'd like to remind you that we have an open discussion period at the end of the meeting for items that are not on the agenda. Anyone on agenda items? Thank you. Communications to report?
No, I don't have any.
Under new business, the first item is a motion to authorize the supervisor to send a written request to Lincoln Park DG LLC DBA Lincoln Park Grid Support Center to extend the deadline from April 1st, 2018 to June 1st, 2018 for the town lead agency to deliver a scoping document for the draft environmental impact statement DEIS Part 617.8 State Environmental Quality Review Seeker. May I have a motion?
So moved.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item is a normal housekeeping item. Every year at around this time, we are requested by the County of Ulster to extend the deadline for the collection of taxes. So there is a motion authorizing the supervisor or the deputy supervisor to sign the application of supervisor for extension of time for collection of taxes to the Commissioner of Finance of the County of Ulster until June 1st, 2018.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on the matter?
None.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Month of April has historically been Worldwide Parkinson Disease Awareness Month. In our package is a motion and a resolution to proclaim the month of April at the Town of Ulster as Worldwide Parkinson Disease Awareness Month.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? None. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item on our agenda is a motion to proclaim the month of April a motion to authorize the town clerk to attend the New York State Town Clerks Association 2018 conference. The dates are April 22nd to the 24th in Albany, New York.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow, on the next two items are related to personnel.
The first item is to create a resolution to create the position of Building Inspector 1, position for the Building Department, which would be a new position, or an additional position, not an additional employee, just so we can replace an employee. And ask for a motion to create that position.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion on the matter? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next item is a motion to hire a full-time employee as a Building Inspector 1 for the Building Department, as we just lost our last employee to another venue at the request of the Building Inspector, and the employee's name is Warren Tutt. He'd be in the Building Department, comes out of the General Fund. It's a full-time position, competitive, civil service competitive, union position, under local 17 contract. He'd be a grade 9 employee, step 1, Wage would be $16.72 per hour. Starting date would be March the 12th, 2018. Requested by his department head, Kathy Moniz. And it'd be a lateral transfer. He's currently employed in the town of Shandaken as a building inspector one, and he'd be replacing Eric Hines. This is a full-time position, again, with grade 9, step 1, pay is $16.72 per hour, and I'd ask for a motion to hire this Mr. Tuck.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on the matter? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, these materials that we are referring to in our packages were posted on the town's website for public dissemination this afternoon. We attempt to publish them as early as physically possible, but there are sometimes changes in documents and issues that come up that require us to change our priorities. The next item in our package is a resolution establishing a restricted reserve for the stormwater management contribution from Michael Provenzano for the maintenance of the stormwater facilities in the Cedar Ridge subdevelopment. This is for consideration for the town board only. There's no action required to be taken at this meeting. It will be voted on at the March meeting. So I will move on. The next item on our workshop agenda is a discussion that I would like to have on initiating the eminent domain proceedings on a portion of the parcel SBL 48.12-1-20. It's the corner of Myron Lane and Satile Boulevard. It's owned by Kingston Landing Development Corporation. It is a parcel of property that directly fronts the Town of Ulster Transfer Station. The Town of Ulster maintains a road across that parcel for access to the transfer station. According to the town's engineers, there is no recorded easement in the county clerk's office for the town of Ulster to use that portion for the roadway. And I was reminded by a former supervisor that for 20 years, the town had a similar situation with the old dump road going through the Massa property, which is currently the Home Depot, and they spent 20 years litigating it. So to avoid a future problem with the rights of the town to continue to use the parcel, I would ask for permission to have the town attorney draft a memo outlining the eminent domain proceedings for the town board to consider at the next meeting. And I would also like the town board to authorize the expenditure of $2,500 for a survey to survey the property so that we have a proper legal description for the basis of the eminent domain proceedings. So I've laid out the facts as I've seen them and open the floor for discussion.
I think it's a very timely thing, and I think the town should own that piece of property one way or another, and liability reasons and so forth. And down the road, we want to have an issue or a problem with access to the site.
Well, it actually extends our transfer station off into one parcel. Everybody should know that there's wetlands involved in that little piece, so nobody's going to build on it anyway. It's just an entranceway into the transfer station.
Any other comments?
No comment.
So I would make a motion that we authorize the town attorney to proceed and to authorize the survey for $2,500.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. On our agenda is a motion to authorize purchase of one new 2018 police utility interceptor, all-wheel drive, from buyer Ford, Morristown, New Jersey, under New York State contract PC66676, in an amount not to exceed $33,400, and the transfer of existing equipment from an old vehicle to the new vehicle just acquired by Moore Electronics, Kingston, New York, in an amount not to exceed $4,420. This acquisition is to replace a police vehicle that was totaled in an accident during the blizzard.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
None.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ms. Moniz, please approach the podium.
Come on down.
I'm working on it.
Last Saturday night, there was a fire that totally destroyed the Methodist Church in East Kingston. And the building collapsed. It collapsed onto the adjacent property owner's driveway and was in and about the roadways that surround the property. So I want to say thank you to the highway department for going in on Monday and cleaning up the debris that had collapsed onto the public right-of-way and the adjacent property owner's driveway, and also for demolishing the church steeple that was the remaining portion of the structure that was not destroyed by fire. So that sets the stage. Can you tell the board the actions that you've taken in the past week in reference to having the owner clean the property up?
I received information on the owner.
Is it on?
Yeah. Press the button right in the
middle. Excuse me.
Now? Better?
Susie, is that
the light come on?
No, no light. Before.
No light. Can I talk real loud?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Okay. I reached out to the property owner. I got his information from the county, and Supervisor Quigley helped me with that. I contacted him and asked him, told him about the fire. He was unaware of it. He asked if anybody was hurt, what the damages was, and he expressed to me that he was going to be in Kingston or in the town of Ulster on Friday. He had an interview with the police department, and I requested a meeting at the same time at that time. I also requested him to please provide a letter to the town saying that he would be responsible for the cleanup. This is the second request I've made of him, and to date, I have not received any letter. So right now, what I'm in the middle of doing is getting the environmental subsections done so that we can do an emergency cleanup, or when an emergency cleanup gets done, we have all the information that is needed.
Okay, if the board recalls, we had a similar situation with the convenience store on Hurley Avenue. We tried to cut the owner a break and allow him time to clean the structure up, and it came back on the board as we were too lenient on the property owner, and it almost took a year to clean this the mess up on Hurley Avenue. So I'd like to have the board's feelings on the concept that dependent upon the outcome that Ms. Moniz has with the owner of the property, if she is unsatisfied that he is making the commitments and providing the documentation that the town has requested, that the supervisor be authorized to authorize the town attorney to institute the appropriate legal action through the New York State Supreme Court and Ulster County to allow the town to go in through a bid process with an independent contractor to clean up the site and dispose of the materials according to the New York State Department of Labor directives. And that will be a judgment call made over the next couple of days based upon the conversation that is held with the owner and the building department, so that then we would report back at the next meeting on the status of the litigation. Running simultaneously with that, if the report is negative after the meeting, I would ask that the highway superintendent solicit bids on an emergency basis for the demolition and disposal of the damaged structure from the appropriately licensed waste removal contractors, such that the town would be in a position, once it knows that is legally secure through a court decision, to award a contract to expeditiously clean up the fire debris. So I just framed the issue. I open the floor for discussion.
Discussion, yes. So we have no idea what this is going to cost because it's hazardous material. Do you remember what the cost of Hurley Avenue?
It was when the town went to bid because of the town's status as a prevailing wage contractor. It was approximately $80,000 to tear down the remaining structure and dispose of the materials.
So at this point in time, if the owner is unresponsive to the situation, what action does the town have besides putting this cost back onto a vacant property that the cost of cleanup can far exceed the value of the property?
See, that's my
and never
problem.
Get his money back.
Yeah, he could just walk away right now because
right.
The cost is going to exceed the price.
And then the town is on the hook for $80,000 on a piece of property that might be worth $3,000.
Yeah, right.
In the Hurley Avenue, Jason, please, in the Hurley Avenue matter, would you explain the court decision that we received?
Regarding Hurley Avenue, what the town did is we started a Supreme Court action against the owner of the property, which was New L&J Corporation. We eventually received, in relatively quick fashion, a court order authorizing the town to clean up the site and an order authorizing the town to add the costs to the tax bill for that property. And I believe the town, in New L&J, the owner eventually did step up and did most of the cleanup, if I'm correct. The thought was in the East Kingston fire situation, since we already have an action pending against the property, I think in relatively short order we can get a very similar order authorizing the town to clean up the site, impose any town cost to the tax bill, and then the town would be made whole through the tax collection process. I think that's the best strategy we have going forward.
How would the town be made whole in that situation? You mean the county will make the town whole for the $80,000?
Well, I think $80,000 is an extreme amount.
Let's just say it's $50,000. That's still...
Mr. Kitchen, the amounts would, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Maloney, but the amounts would be re-levied on the next town and county tax bill and would be satisfied out of the levy when the tax collector collects the taxes. That's how we would get paid. It would be added to the tax bill, much like the delinquent water and sewer charges are currently added, collected with the tax bill, and remitted through.
I understand that.
But if they're not paid,
right.
Like many of the water and sewer bills right. are not paid, they get turned over to the county.
Right.
The county still pays us. The county assumes the receivable.
So the county eventually will make the town whole, is what you're telling me, on what it's going to cost for the...
That's the idea, provided we get a court order authorizing the town's imposition of these costs onto the tax.
And if the owner walks away... Did you repeat that? Last statement?
Yeah, provided we get a court order authorizing the town to place these costs onto the tax bill, we should be in good shape.
All right. So, basically... If the owner does walk away, it probably have to sit there for three years and then get foreclosed on by the county.
That's the eventual process, yes.
Right. All right. Thank you.
You okay with the
yeah,
process?
Yes.
So then may I have a motion?
I'll move that motion forward.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Gentlemen, we opened the chemical bids for the water and sewer department. I'll let the town clerk go through the results.
Sorry. Yesterday at 3:30 p.m., water and sewer bid opening took place in the office of the town clerk. John Rose, the water superintendent, was present along with his clerk Kate Circassano and myself. For the water, should I just announce the winners? Or
you can announce the winners.
All right. For the water department, salt bids. The bid was granted to U.S. Salt at $196 per ton. For the water department chlorine bid, the bid was awarded to SLAC for 150-pound cylinder, $119.32 per cylinder, with a $100 refundable deposit per cylinder. Same for sewer department for chlorine. The bid was awarded to SLAC, 150-pound cylinder, $119.32 per cylinder at a $100 refundable deposit per cylinder.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, on to Spring Lake Sewer Extension Project. The town solicited a request for qualifications for engineering services for the Spring Lake Sewer District. The bids were received 2 weeks ago, right after our last meeting, and could not be evaluated at the last meeting. So in going through the engineering services, we received three bids, and I am recommending, based upon the scoring of the bids, that the town board authorize the supervisor to enter into negotiations with Bernier and Larios for a contract that will be presented to this town board at a future town board meeting for approval to design and oversee the construction of the Spring Lake Sewer District.
I'll move that forward.
Second.
Discussion on the matter?
None.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The town went to bid for a request for qualifications and pricing for administrative services for the Spring Lake Sewer District, and based upon a review of the bids and the scoring sheet, I'm recommending that the town retain Mark Blauer as the administrative agent for the Spring Lake Sewer Extension Project grant in an amount not to exceed $30,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think that's an appropriate request, given the fact that Mark Blauer has done extremely well by the town on various other projects, Canary Water and the Brigham Lane Water. Sounds good.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And there was a request for a quotation on Spring Lake Sewer Extension Project legal services. We have one proposal from the town attorney, Jason Kovacs, and I make a recommendation that we enter into an engagement letter with Mr. Kovacs, with an amount not to exceed $5,000.
So moved.
Second. I'll second that.
Discussion?
None.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our established agenda for tonight. I'm pleased to open the floor to public comment on any topic that any individual wishes to address the town board on. Regis?
Good evening. My name is Regis Obajewski, 170 Ledge Road. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Assuming that that there is an extension to the scoping process, whether it's June or whatever that negotiation is that takes place, would the town board consider receiving comments beyond? We're going to do our best to get all comments in by our deadline, which is March 22nd. But if through no fault of our own, let's say, it could be a consultant biologist. It could be somebody who is an expert on battery storage, whatever, that we could not nail down before that deadline. Would you consider a comment or questions from citizens beyond, and it would be exceptional, but beyond that March 22nd date?
Regis, not only would the town be willing, the town is obligated under SECA regulations to accept comments after the close of the scoping period if they are presented in accordance with the format in the SECA regulations.
Okay.
So there is a process. It's already in the regulations. to address your concern.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can I just intercede here quick? In my order.
You got a question?
Yeah. No. Is Mr. Regis aware that we're basically not negotiating, that we've asked?
All right, let me explain to the residents here where we are. According to the SECRA regulations, the lead agency, the town board, has an obligation to deliver a scoping document 60 days after the publication of the draft scoping document. Unless there is a mutual agreement between the applicant and the lead agency. Tonight's motion authorizing the supervisor to author the letter and make the request is merely that, a request. They do not have to say yes, and we have no ability to force them to say yes. So therefore, as it stands right now, we had a public hearing for the scoping document. We accepted public testimony, and as is the town's policy, we accept written testimony up to 30 days after the close of the public hearing. That means that the written comments are due the 22nd, 23rd of March. That is the week after the March 15th town board meeting, a point in time where I hope to be able to make an announcement on an answer to our request letter. So the residents will have notice prior to the current deadline for written comments. The written comments and the public testimony will be taken and put together, and the scoping document will be modified and delivered to the applicant by April 1st. That is the current process unless it gets modified. The next steps after April 1st are basically that the applicant has to perform the studies in order to satisfy the scoping document. The period of time that that may occur in is an open-ended period of time. There is no deadlines in SECRA. It is all based upon what is reasonable and necessary for the professionals to perform their work to achieve the deliverables required to meet the intent of the scoping document. So that's where we are. Any additional public comment on any other items, sir?
This time it's not me who broke the microphone. First of all, I want to thank the board for asking for an extension. We appreciate it.
We do.
I have one question, and this could be my faulty memory. The parcel that you guys were just talking about, the for the eminent domain there, wasn't that part of what Glidepath is buying, or no? Am I mistaken?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay, that I just wanted to know for my own curiosity. I was thinking, wait, wasn't that there were like three parcels, and they had to buy them all because that's what the seller wanted.
That's correct.
Okay, so they're going to buy it and then lose it, basically.
No.
Oh.
No, okay. The eminent domain may take it away from the existing owner before they buy it.
Got it. Okay, great. I just wanted to know from my own curiosity. It was bothering me. Okay, what I want to talk about is the Glidepath project, obviously. My name is Dan Furman. I live at 273 Risley Street. I wanted to talk about, and I know I sound like a broken record because I talked about this last week, but I just want to keep bringing this up because it's important to me because I live near it. I want to talk about an example of what could go wrong. Is the board aware of what's going on in our neighbors down in Orange County in the town of Waywanda?
Waywanda is currently under construction for a natural gas extension from the pipeline.
Correct.
And they are testing the existing facility using petroleum-based
fuel. Yes. What I wanted to bring up was, now our plant is nowhere near as big as that plant. Have you seen that plant? That plant is enormous. Our plant won't be as big as that, the proposed plant. However, what I talked about last week is the worst case scenario, what happens. they were supposed to have down in Middletown, way way under there, they were supposed to have natural gas. Well, their natural gas pipeline, unforeseen by them, got tied up in coal, so they can't get their natural gas. So now they're testing it with diesel. And the diesel, apparently, is making people around the plant sick. There are more fumes than they probably thought of. I'm pretty sure that that wasn't discussed in any of their presentations or any of their public meetings, that if we have to burn diesel all day, every day, it's going to get people sick. I'm pretty sure they didn't talk about that. It's so bad that the mayor of Middletown, which is right next to Wayawayanda, is a pretty big city, is wrote them a letter and said, you guys got to stop. This is not good. I have no idea whether it's going to stop or not. And I'm really not trying to compare our proposed project to that one, because like I said, that one's bigger. I'm merely giving an example of the same type of project, natural gas and diesel, where they all of a sudden don't have access to the natural gas and have to burn diesel. Now that company who did it is experienced. Looking at their website, it seems like they've built six of these things and they're having problems with this one. They're obviously having problems. GlidePath has no experience with these. So that's just something to think about, and that's why in my comments I'm going to recommend that we study what's going to happen if they do have to use diesel 24/7, 365 if needs be. If they have the ability to do it, the impact of that should be studied. And this is just something, this is more personal between you guys and your town, that this particular project, if this goes bad, and what happens here is the same thing that's happening in Middletown. I mean, that's, just think about it. That's your guy's legacy.
Any are these comments done, you're going to be giving?
Yes.
On, okay.
I just keep bringing this up because I like hearing myself.
I want to
talk
make sure it's
this.
In the record and want to make sure it's in the written
record. It will be. Yes, it will be, without a doubt. But that's going to be your guy's legacy. If this thing goes bad and you're trusting GlidePath and trusting them on what they say is going to happen, and it goes bad, any good you guys have done over everything will be forgotten.
I gotta stop you right there. That won't be my legacy, sir. Maybe that's your interpretation of what my legacy
is. Oh, it'll be your legacy.
Okay, let me explain something to you, sir. This board is an impartial board, okay? We're here to listen to comment, but I'm not gonna sit here and listen to you talk about what our legacy is gonna be. This is a company that's come to the town, and we have to allow them to go through the process.
I understand that.
If they went to any other town would have to let them go
through the process.
I understand
that, but again, what you have to understand.
But now you are getting personal because you're talking about
I know
my
that.
Legacy.
I prefaced my comment with that. Okay. I said it was going to be personal. And I said, listen, when you're in charge,
let's keep
whatever
it,
happens on your watch is your legacy.
When you go off track like that, you know, your comments that you had said previous to that kind of get lost. So maybe
I understand what
you
you're saying.
You can kind of stay on
the
Dan.
That's a fair point.
Because
to get personal,
I haven't expressed any kind of opinion on this project whatsoever.
That is a fair point, and I try to tell other people not to do that, and here I am guilty of that. So that is a fair point, and it's well taken.
Dan, your comments have been duly noted.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Any other comments? No more comments? John?
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.